Also, just for
attendance purposes,
I'm getting an echo back.
Yeah, there's a pretty bad echo from
the there's a pretty bad echo.
It seems like, I don't know if that's Eric. I don't know if you can check that. It seems like everybody's getting an echo.
I think it just went away on my end, Martin.
Yep.
Same here.
It might be my microphone, guys. I'm going to turn it off.
Okay. Nope, just as a double check, so that way we're good. Okay. So just as an update or a reminder for protocol that the meeting is being recorded, mute your phones unless you're speaking. Hopefully, unless someone has called, and I think we can pick up everybody who is here by their names. But if you can put in the chat, I know if you called in at all that you're not using Teams and called in, please in the chat just identify yourself. I know we've got one phone number, it looks like, on there, 860-455-0699, just so we have record of who that is for the minutes. So with that, first order of business is the approval of minutes of July 9th, which were sent out, which was our last meeting. Is there a motion to accept those? Just pop your phone off the mute and so someone can.
So moved. Steve Anderson.
Thank you, Steve. Is there a second?
This is Steve Harkey. I did send Eric some corrections. Hopefully those were fixed.
Okay, would you like to second that, and then we can...
Steve, could you just, because those corrections did not make it into the version that went out to the group, could you just clarify what those corrections were for the record?
Oh, it was just a couple of typos, and one where Doug Galicki wasn't in the attendees, so, you know, but he was the first person who was reporting out. And then I think the other one was John... when he was talking about groundwater and stream flow, he had indicated that when you switch over from, you know, June to July, you're using July's numbers, you know, averages for a month for the initial recording. So it kind of looks a little different. It might skew it a little bit. Now, I think that was the only updates I had.
Okay.
So I would second it with those additions.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other corrections or modifications to those? If not, I'm going to kind of do it backwards. Is anyone opposed to the minutes, you know, as presented with those corrections? Okay, so we will consider those to be approved and then move on to our next item then. Thank you. Update on municipal water coordinators. I know Brenda's on vacation, so Bob, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Thanks.
How are you doing today?
Thanks.
So here's the update so far. We have been polling the towns or requesting from the towns for our Demis regional coordinators that information. Regions 1 is done. Region 2 has one town left. Region 5 has about half the communities left. There was a little bit of a communication issue with Region 3, but the Capital Region Council of Governments, working on behalf of the coordinator, is in the process of that data now. And we had a little bit of an issue in Region 4 as it relates to the WOOPs, but that is being resolved as we speak. And we're going to be, we'll be able to gather that information quickly. To date, we have 59 towns that have identified municipal water coordinators, and that process will continue until we get them all.
Terrific. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Any questions from anybody on that? Okay. Item number 4, discussion on changes in conditions since the previous meetings and the weather outlook. Reports were circulated this morning, so basically rather than going through every single report, I'm going to invite anyone that wants to, you know, chime in with any additions, questions, comments on those reports that were sent out this morning.
Hi, this is Nicole Belk with the National Weather Service.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks.
Hi. Yeah, so I just have a couple of items to add to what was provided. So I took a look at the rainfall month to date by county and determined about how much additional rainfall we would need to avoid hitting the incipient or moderate drought trigger on precipitation for either the 2 month less than 65% of normal or 3 month less than 65%. The one county that was in excellent shape is Fairfield County. If they had no more rainfall for the rest of this month, they wouldn't hit any triggers. The counties that seem to be faring well but need a little more rain are Tallinn, Windham, New Haven, and New London counties need about a half inch of rain to avoid hitting a drought trigger. And then the areas to watch out for would be Litchfield, which needs an additional 1.2 inches. Middlesex County needs an additional 2 inches. And Hartford County needs an additional 2.8 inches of rainfall to avoid hitting either the incipient or moderate drought rainfall trigger. And the only other thing I wanted to add was I took a look at the temperatures for the month of July for Hartford and for Bridgeport. Hartford, if we keep going at this rate, we're on track. We have an average daily temperature of 77.3, which is on track with the third warmest July on record. And for Bridgeport, the average daily temp so far has been 77.8, which could be on track to be the fifth warmest July on record. So those are the only updates I have.
Great. Thank you, Nicole. Is there any others that need to update anything from what was sent out? Okay. One item under this as well was from DEEP, suggesting to maintain regular weekly, biweekly condition status reports by the agencies. So I don't know if you've got someone on that wants to discuss that.
Yeah, Doug's here, Doug Hoskins.
Oh, thanks, Doug. There you are. Okay, thanks. So you want to go through that part of it?
Yeah, sure. So this was suggested by DEEP management. As it says on the agenda, they have weekly or biweekly condition status reports come in regardless of whether or not our group is meeting that particular week or whatever our schedule is set out to be. And this was suggested based on the heightened level of public interest that we're seeing and hearing about that's been spurred on by the state water plan and the water planning council meetings and their various subgroups, subcommittees. One of the emphasized recommendations was to look at the drought work group, and one of the subcommittees in the implementation work group was doing that, as many of you know, looking at the 2016 drought occurrence and how the work group performed during that. So, you know, it's been a topic of ongoing interest at these meetings currently, and I think that more regular reporting of status, regardless of meeting, would feed into that and would create good public relations on that front. And I would also add that we could post on the drought website that we are simply doing this if the group agrees to this, and also possibly post what those status reports are in some form. I don't think it should be in full form, maybe some abbreviated form, but that's sort of a cherry on top of the sundae, icing on the cake, I'd say, because that would require some staff time to distill down. So That's the proposal. And I think the idea here is to have some time to discuss it, hopefully, and see if that's the way we want to go.
Okay. People's thoughts on that? Questions for Doug on that?
This is Bruce. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bruce.
Oh, I was just going to say that at this point, I think going every other week with those updates would be very reasonable. Going weekly becomes a bit of a time commitment for everyone, and I think biweekly reporting is something we can fit in, and we can refine our reports by doing them more often and have something that's more user-friendly that we can post online.
Great. Eric, did you hear something?
Eric, do you have something?
I really kind of in the same mindset as Bruce on that. I think we got to kind of balance the resources and staff time required with how frequent we actually need to have the reports. Perhaps at a more serious level of drought, if we went to the next stage, then it becomes more of a weekly reporting. But at this stage, I think having biweekly probably makes sense.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking too, as far as escalating and having it go more often. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that this is, hey Martin, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Sorry, it's a bit late. So I caught the tail end, Doug, of what you're saying. So I guess I would agree with every 2 weeks for now, but I think we'd have to agree to the form and the format. And maybe assign one staff person per agency to maybe participate on development of that so we could work together on what it would look like.
Okay.
And the idea would be to streamline it as much as possible, make it understandable to people in the public.
Yeah.
And we're making good progress because the vast majority of agencies were able to get their reports over to Bruce and I well before the meeting time today, and we were able to compile those and send them out. So that's great progress, and if we could continue to refine that into something that's a little bit, even more user-friendly, even better.
Yeah, I was thinking of... after Nicole's, not recap, but addition to what she said, what she had submitted, that was something that I saw lacking in the status reports of the last couple of weeks anyway. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just didn't see how it was matching up against the level criteria that we have. And I don't know if there's some hesitancy to do that, or that was just just something that was forgotten. But I wonder if the group thinks that would also be good to include.
Yeah. The only question I have about that is John Mulaney. Sorry. A lot of times when we're in between having data available, it's hard to really give much of an update until you get to after the end of the month. That's the time when we can assess when the criteria are, since that's what our criteria are based on.
Yep. It could change on a monthly basis, sort of take a quantum leap as far as status and how it meets up with that stage criteria on one of those biweekly reports.
This is Nicole. It probably makes sense to do how much additional rainfall we need if we're, say, at a mid-month meeting or later, because if we're just, say, 1 week into the month or even, it you still got a ways to go. But once you get to kind of the halfway point, you know, or like now being the 23rd, it was late enough in the month where it provides some meaningful, you know, we need this much rain before we hit triggers. Unless it looks like, you know, it's just like Fairfield County, it's just not, they're not going to hit a trigger. Then that information could be, you know, forthcoming earlier in the month.
Right.
Yeah, this is Bruce. I think that it's a very worthwhile goal that as we do these, say, on a biweekly basis, that we look for where we can make improvements. But we have to keep in mind workloads for people, especially for the federal agencies. This isn't their job. This is our job, say, to be interpreting just how close are we to our drought triggers. So I think we can just sort of muddle our way through, and as we see things that can be improved, we should make those improvements. And as for Laurie's suggestion to have, say, one person from each of the state agencies get involved in improving the format, I think that's a really good idea, kind of do that on the side.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately where we're going to – that's – by improving the format, I think we're going to get to where we address Doug's most recent comment about having an actual table of, say, counties or regions, if you will, with which triggers are currently impacted or have been triggered for those areas, like criteria. I do think Doug has a valid point there where we really kind of need to have that in a table format where we can see how we stack up against what the plan says we should be considering.
Okay. Sounds like someone's typing away.
Yeah. Other thoughts? Other things? I think those are all, you know, great suggestions, you know, for moving this forward.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you need anything else, Doug?
I don't think so, unless we want to do some sort of formal action.
I mean, do you want a formal action on it? Or?
What's that?
Do you want a formal action on it? I mean, if you do, then you could make a motion, or we just, you know, go through and move forward as, you know, a consensus that, you know, we'll you know, get this plan together and move forward with it.
Yeah, I think consensus is okay for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. then our next item, review of the state drought plan, a recommended course of action. We have on here deep presentation of potential drought infographics. Eric, do you have those to put up? And
so I believe Doug was going to plan to share his screen.
Okay.
Is that true, Doug?
Yeah, I think okay. So. See if I can get that.
Okay. We'll let you continue there, Doug.
It's a twofer. Okay. Anybody see it yet?
Not yet.
Oh, darn. Hold on. Yeah, I can't seem to get the share screen to come up again on that banner. Does anybody have some technical advice? The pop-up on the bottom. Hold on.
You might have to stop sharing first. Did you click stop? It might. Sometimes Teams can be a little glitchy where you click share, it says it's sharing, but nothing happens.
I'll try it one more time. Anything now?
Nope.
Do you have to select the view that you want to share, like your desktop?
Oh, okay.
After you hit share, you should get a series of small windows, and you pick whichever window you want to share.
Mm-hmm. don't want to share that. Yeah, I have something on my desktop that I'd like to share. Hold on. It's right there on my screen. I'm going to hit share. And then on the bottom it says desktop window. Oh, well.
Sometimes
Eric, maybe
you have too many Doug, windows open.
I can throw them up if, assuming it works for me, I can throw them up if you
That'd
want
be
me
fine.
To.
Yeah.
I think I have what you want to show.
Yeah, I sent you an email.
Oh, you just sent it?
No.
Yeah, I know it's from a while ago. I think I've saved it on my computer. Let me see if I can pull it up and see if, is this the first one you wanted to show, Doug?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Thanks, Eric. Sorry for the delay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really all I wanted to share. This is something that Allie Hibbard from our water quantity group that I'm a part of has developed for a possible graphic representation of our drought stage currently as compared to all drought stages, where we are on the sequence. And it was co-opted to a large degree, a certain degree, from other state sites that are doing something similar to this. We thought some better graphic representation on our drought rep webpage might enhance it a little bit and give a bigger, more complete picture of where we are and where we might go. And you can see the different stages, their names, and then below them, the description taken from the drought plan itself and an address for more information. So that is really about it. If that looks good or in the right direction or someone has some other ideas, feel free to pitch right in. And I'll stop there.
No, that looks really, really good, Doug. I like it on that. I don't know if others have comments or suggestions, anything. It looks really good. You know, a graphic to be able to utilize.
Great, so thanks.
Doug, the little blurbs below, you know, the stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Where do you get that wording? Is that directly out of the drought plan?
I'm assuming so. I haven't checked it word for word, but it does sound very familiar.
It is straight from the drought plan, Doug. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are quotes. Okay.
So
another comment would be that maybe we would like to put the logos of the agencies that make up this drought work group. Because this is a really good graphic, and it would be really great to be able to show the agencies that are a part of this somehow. I don't know if that could work, but...
Yeah,
I can assist Doug with that. Yeah,
if that
problem.
Could be possible, because I get a lot of questions like who's part of this inner agency group, like who's on that. You know, there's so many people involved in agencies. I think it'd be great to show that somehow.
Great idea. Thanks,
yeah.
Lynn.
Yeah, it's a good suggestion, Lori. Thank you.
And if anybody else comes up with some ideas after the meeting, you can email me or chat on Teams here.
You mean to have that as a, this would be posted on our front page or something like that? Is that, Doug, what your thought is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, right on the drought page, where right now it says, you know, what stage we're in, and that's about it. And so, yeah, this would replace that.
Yeah. I think it looks good.
Okay, Eric, I'll have Allie get in touch with you about getting the logos on. Okay?
Yeah.
What if, another question, good. What if, because there's a possibility we could have regional areas, right? Because right now we're all, Connecticut is all stage one, so this could get more complicated as time goes on. If there's a region of the state, so we'd have to think about that.
Right, and I think, yeah, that's a good point, Lori. And underneath where it says Connecticut drought response, we could either have it labeled there statewide, or then we could add a line there. It would be region one, region two, whatever, you know, or whatever the area is.
Right.
That might be the spot to put that, you know, it's a good suggestion, too.
I like it. So that my eyes are totally drawn to the red immediately, right? So maybe, Doug, I like the blue outline where it says Connecticut is currently in the stage. Maybe more of a highlight there. Maybe that's like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just constantly look at the red, and it's hard to go back to that gray and the blue, you know, but that's where we're at. So maybe highlight that a little bit more. Maybe that could be, like, stood out as in a 3D box or something like that. So it's like it's clear that that's where we are.
Yeah.
Because you could easily miss that versus the colors.
Yep, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, and you're right. The red eyes go right to red. Yeah, that's why it's red.
Maybe those colors are muted versus the one that we're actually in, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks good. I like it. It's a good graphic.
Yeah.
Great. I'll let Allie know. She did some good work.
Nice job.
Okay.
Excellent. Anything else on that from anyone? Terrific.
I will sharpen my team's technical abilities for next time. Oh, well.
Greatly appreciated.
Yep.
For that. Terrific, then. So then our next item on the agenda is actually looking at, you know, our course of action of, you know, staying where we're at, status quo on that, which seems to be, you know, by the criteria, everything else that we've received in the report seems to be where we are at. You know, I don't know if other agencies have a different feeling or want to add input on that.
All right, I'll pipe in.
Thanks,
what is everybody shy today? Come on.
I guess so.
Or is it, you know, people are exhausted? I've heard about COVID. This is a thing now, COVID-19 fatigue.
Yeah.
People are fatigued. So anyway, Martin, I agree with you. Stay the course, and hold another meeting 2 weeks from now.
I agree. This is Doug from Deep.
Okay, thanks.
Ag is in agreement.
Perfect, great. Okay, well, with that, yeah, unless there's some major significant change or something, I mean, that will be our plan for there. So with that, I don't have anything else on the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, before we adjourn,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Doug. I just wanted to confirm that we'd be starting with our weekly reports next week, or are we going to be taking a week off and putting together a format? Maybe. I wasn't quite sure.
So I think we talked about bi-weekly report. And then I think so next week, you know, kind of put everything together for that following week to have the recording.
I'm getting an echo again. I can't hear.
see if that's still getting an echo now.
I am, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like it may have stopped now.
Yeah.
Okay. What I said, well, I know we had talked about biweekly reports, so we did reports this week already, so I would suggest doing that, you know, biweekly, get the staff person for the agency, as was discussed, and so in 2 weeks have to put that report out.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, we're getting the echo again, I know.
I got it.
Okay, great. Anyone else have anything?
Yes, this is. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Steve from DPH. I just wanted to put it out there to keep a really good eye on the northwest corner. Projections moving into the future show that, you know, moving into September, that area is going to persist. So, you know, it is one of the areas that is in D1. So I just wanted to, you know, remind people to keep an eye on that area, because that may be the area that will be the first area we will be reacting to. So just putting that out there.
Well, thank you very much.
And Steve, to add to that, we have a couple water systems that we probably just want to flag, right? One is Aquarian Greenwich. Right?
Yeah.
And the other one is Southington. I don't know if you want to just say a few words on that.
Well, Southington has declared their first drought stage. Their triggers are based on demand and percent of normal demand. So they're at their first stage. It's millions of gallons per day. And so their actions aren't too much more than to monitor, but they are taking actions as far as asking for odd even watering days. And there had also, I don't know if I should share this, but they had also asked about their interconnection with RWA, whether they, you know, who should they be testing it and maybe activating that interconnection. For them, it seems like it's a demand issue versus a supply, but I would almost say it's a supply issue as well, based on the reservoir capacity being at about 89% of normal, and they are heavy reliant on the reservoir in the summertime as well as their groundwater sources. So we need to definitely keep an eye on what they're doing. Greenwich is in their second drought stage. Jeff had just indicated that last year's rain had, you know, slowed things down, and their, you know, their curve was kind of flattening out a little bit, but still going down. So there's definitely areas to be looking out for. I don't know if you want anything else, Lori.
No, that's it. And you shared the map that we just recently produced.
I could share it, yes.
Yeah, you want to share that screen quick? Just
sure.
I want everyone to get extra time on their calendars, but this was a cool map and Steve, you could walk everybody through it.
Let me see if I can count.
Can you?
Yeah, Steve, while you're bringing that up, I was also interested in, this is Doug, I was also interested in New London status. It looked like that was of
yeah,
note.
Their stat, can you see it? I don't know if you can see it.
Yes, I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. So New London, one of the things with New London, and this has been sort of an issue for the last year and a half, it seems like, is that Boog Reservoir has been drained for repair, and that's one of their major ones that's 200 and something million gallons of water that is not available for their use. They had indicated a couple of weeks ago that they were trending in that direction and that they, you know, were approaching a drought trigger. Their most recent submissions says that they are not. They said, you know, drought stage is none. So they indicating that they're fine. They're a little bit less than what I would like to see in their reservoirs, but you know, if things get a little bit worse, then we'll definitely have to contact them. But
yeah.
I don't know if you could see the map that's on my screen, because I can't really tell what I'm sharing at this point.
You can see the PowerPoint slide with the map.
Okay, let me see if I can make
it. I don't know if you can blow it up a little bit.
Yeah, I made it full screen. Can you see it full screen?
Yeah, it's bit better.
Okay, so this is just where this is the major reservoir systems, and the areas in blue are no restrictions, and then the purples, sort of the reds, the oranges are where there are restrictions. The purple is the voluntary restrictions. There's sort of an off pink. I'm not sure that might be trying to think if that's it's not Simsbury. Maybe it's down in the Fairfield County, I believe. I have to look at it specifically. But these are the areas that are asking for either voluntary or mandatory restrictions.
Yeah, you can see a lot of Simsbury Aquarian system, right?
No, I think Simsbury system is the purple one up in
Oh,
my...
purple. Yeah, well, I see it as pink. Sorry.
That's okay. But just that's where things are spread out. I'm not sure if this includes. Yeah, it does include Southington, which is sort of the middle of the state, which is like the purplish or the reddish pink. But it just gives you a distribution. It just shows you where things are happening as far as reservoirs. And the areas are their supply areas. That's their customer base.
And this shows the service areas of the larger public water systems. And I think we're missing a few. This was just developed
These are surface water.
These are surface systems. Water?
Yep, all surface water.
We'll have to work on the coloring scheme.
Yeah, because otherwise we would show in Putnam, this might be Putnam up here in the upper left, but they're not in restrictions, but they kind of migrate back and forth as far as restrictions because they use the flow measurement, CFS, cubic feet per second for the Little River, and it goes up and down, and so they hit a trigger, they don't hit a trigger, so they're back and forth. Anyway.
Hey, Steve. Is this ArcGIS online map able to be made available to anybody, or is it...
We were talking internally... about that, and there might be some issues about what can be shared publicly and not publicly, so I think we have to figure that out first before we can make that available.
Mm-hmm. So we'll chat, but I believe the issue that we have is we're not supposed to share details. I don't think this is a sufficient detail, so we're not showing sources of supply. And I believe this level of information is already published. So we'll go back and take a look at it and make sure our attorneys are okay with it. But good question. And I would like to show other stuff in a different way. So this is just the first rendition of it. So more to come.
Yes, great. Steve. Yeah, that looks great. Just one other thing about New London, just keep in mind that they do have a diversion permit where they're supplying East Lyme with water when needed. They have an agreement with them. So,
right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Just wanted to share.
Yep. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Great.
And for that reservoir that is low, is that, Doug, do we know if there's a dam repair?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Boog Reservoir.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not aware of that for sure, but I can get back to you on that. I know Jen's on. Maybe Jen has something on that. But
okay.
I'll get back to you.
Thanks.
I have a related question about New London and East Lyme. If New London is supplying East Lyme and New London goes to a drought trigger, does East Lyme then have to follow the same restrictions?
Good question.
Yes, that's Bruce, this is Mike Cage. Yes, that's in the agreement between the two companies that yes, if New London goes into restriction, then East Lyme will have to kind of also go to the same, apply the same restrictions.
And Doug, that's, isn't that part of the diversion permit as well?
The diversion permit references the agreement, more or less.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll mirror that.
And Doug, since we're kind of off track a little bit here, talking about Southington earlier, they want to activate, like Steve said, the emergency interconnection with regional water. Just FYI for yourself, in case there are any issues on deep side regarding the activation of that interconnection, need to be relayed quickly to Southington.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I was aware of that, and we had mentioned that a little couple meetings ago as a possibility.
And this is Mike Hage again. Quick, Eric, can I get, if you don't mind, sorry to do this, can we get a clarification on the Pura update, the last update from Pura? To the interagency drought work group, just have there is a line.
There is a line.
Oops, I hear the echo now. There's a line in it that says other Pura regulated water companies are not experiencing
water deficiency yet.
What did I mean by that?
And
This is Maria from Pura. So we regulate not only Aquarian, but we regulate Connecticut Water, Jewett, Preston Plains, and I need to find a list of all water companies. There's 10 water companies regulated by Pura. So I will give you the list in a moment.
No, not just the list.
That's what I meant.
No, not just the list.
Let's say, for example, from Steve Harkey, that Aquarian Simsbury system have some kind of restrictions on. That wasn't part of your update. Is it because they didn't report it to you? How are you putting your update together?
Hi, Maria. I had to mute you because you were causing your microphone was causing feedback. So when you stop talking, if you could just mute yourself, but you go ahead and unmute yourself now.
So we get reports from all water companies that we regulate, and based on those reports, and we have also biweekly meetings with Aquarian. This is where the information comes from. We did not get any information from, for example, Preston Plains or Connecticut Water, that they have issues with drought.
All right, great. And do they voluntarily report that information, or they're required by regulations to do that?
They're required by regulations to do that.
I guess
Maria.
I don't know if you've heard me. Hello. I don't know if you've heard me because I see that I was muted again. So I'm saying that all regulated water companies are required to send us report if they experience drought issues. We should get report from them. And so far we've heard only from Aquarian and only from Southwest part of Aquarian. That's all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there any other business or discussion? Terrific. Then, as we said, our plan is staying the course. Plan on meeting in 2 weeks. And with that, if we can get a motion to adjourn at 2:47 p.m.
Hey, Martin, yes. Before we adjourn, I just want to bring clarifications. If you guys didn't notice, we scheduled the last meeting without using the doodle poll, which is a change from what we had been doing. And that change is because with the increased frequency with which we've been meeting, it's difficult to keep going out with doodle poll after doodle poll after doodle poll and try to get responses from everyone. What Martin has directed us to do is schedule these meetings on a time that we believe should work for the majority of folks, based on what we can see in folks' Outlook's calendars and the scheduling assistant and so forth. So try to keep your Outlook calendar up to date. I know not everyone uses them, but that's what I'll look at. And we plan to choose a time and go with it. And if anyone has an issue with that, maybe we could talk about that now. Otherwise, we'll just continue with that procedure.
This is Doug. Was it considered to make a regularly scheduled reoccurring meeting also? Was that looked at? Because that might be better if we know we're going to be out on a drought stage for a particular period of time, to set, let's say, biweekly meetings on a particular day, and if we don't have, if we don't want to meet, then we cancel. That kind of thing.
So, Doug, this is Lori. I concur, and I will be so bold as to say this time, 2 to 3 on Thursdays, every other week.
Right.
If that works for the majority of people, that way it's in our calendars and it's consistent and we'll look forward to it. And
it'll also make the regular reporting.
Yes. Yeah, that would help with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
No, I'm fine with that, you know, while we're in this stage, you know, where we're at now, to be able to do that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so I'll schedule tentatively 4 meetings in the future. So the next 2 months worth of meetings, if we continue to meet biweekly, we can always adjust as necessary as conditions deem appropriate, whether it be canceling a meeting or having to move it sooner. But that sounds reasonable to me.
Perfect. Thank you, Eric.
And then if there's nothing else, do we want to have a motion to adjourn?
So just one clarification.
Oh,
that
sure.
Mystery phone number 860-455-0699 is Kevin Grady, Deep Forestry. I wasn't able
thank
to get
you.
My computer's speakers to work, so I had to call in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
I make a motion to adjourn. Doug Hoskins.
Thank you, Doug. Is there a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Lori. Then we are adjourned at 2:50 p.m. Thank you all very much. Greatly appreciate
Thank
it. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Martin.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye.